This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
That sounded like Spock saying pure energy, Super Don. What was that? Was that Leonard Nimoy? Pure energy. Was that like a hit from the 80s or 70s? What was that song
that
from?
That it? You've never Crossface. Heard that song?
I'm not sure. Maybe if you'd have given me more of the song to play, I might know.
Oh, come on.
I'm like not into the Beat Shazam thing, whatever this new show is.
The what?
There's a show on, like, Name That Tune, but it's using an app. Back when we were... Like historical TV
the
was just
Shazam
getting started.
App. Yes, I know. Okay, I get what you're saying. No, that was a song. It's called "What's on Your Mind" or "Pure Energy." That was part of the title from a group called Information Society.
Okay,
I think that was 1988. I think.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
and you don't remember that? What were you listening to in 1988?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, I knew it. All right. Never
I don't,
mind.
I don't remember 1988.
Song,
I just don't remember
song,
that one.
They use a sample of Leonard Nimoy from one of the episodes. And also, if you listen really close, there's also a sample of DeForest Kelly from Star Trek as well.
What did he say?
I don't
remember. Damn it, Jim. I'm not an Energizer battery.
I think he says it's his pretty potent dance record, I think is what he says
okay.
later on in the song.
Not just I was thinking the Spock line was pure energy, actually was
it is
the Star
pure
Trek.
Energy. And there's a reason why we played that.
Well, there is. There's a tragic story of a teenager in Spring Hill. I don't know which state is Spring Hill, and there's probably a few Spring Hills around the country, who died recently. Of a caffeine overdose. That's what the claim is. And I thought, yeah, we need to talk about energy, don't we, today? This is it doesn't happen every day. And thankfully, Dick Durbin is not calling for a ban on coffee, you know, because the kid over consumed it. But it wasn't just coffee, apparently. It was some energy drinks, I think. This is the big controversy. You'd think that they would be going after all the energy drinks that are loaded with caffeine and. Well, what do they else have? They have L-carnitine in it, guarine. What do they have in there? All kinds of crazy stuff. But they're saying that the official cause of death was caffeine-induced cardiac event causing a probable arrhythmia. Now, that doesn't sound definitive, but they're going with it at this point. And they're just calling it a caffeine-induced cardiac event. He collapsed in the classroom, 16 years old, this kid. Collapsed in the classroom and died from, and they say, ingesting too much caffeine. So what did he have? They said he ingested the caffeine from a large Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, interestingly enough. Diet Mountain Dew probably still has aspartame in it. There's no discussion of the toxicity of aspartame in this issue. He then got a cafe latte from McDonald's and an energy drink, undisclosed, over the course of about 2 hours. So he did.
That's a lot of caffeine, I got to admit.
Yeah, I mean, a large Mountain Dew, I mean, how big? A 32-ounce, 64-ounce? I don't know. How much and why? Why would he do that? Supposedly, he spoke out against drinking and other drugs and perhaps didn't realize the danger of caffeine or the other things that were in the caffeinated beverages. So I think this is a good time to, you know, like a community service announcement about don't go hog wild, as they say, on caffeinated beverages or beverages containing diet additions in addition to the caffeine in short periods of time, much less mix it with alcohol. But in this case, no alcohol was at play, apparently. So I'm doing an energy summit right, well, I say right now. I'm on the air right now, but I recorded an energy summit. It's very interesting. And when I get to do these summits, these summit hosts get to ask me stuff that I don't get asked on the air, except when Captain Morgan does her Freshman Fridays. And since that's only once a week typically, there's a lot of stuff I'm leaving on the cutting room floor here. Because I don't like, as much as I'll get into places where Super Don, you know, you'll step out of the way and you go, there goes Robert again, he's preaching, right? I don't tend to just let loose on everything I know, not because I'm holding it back or hiding. It's just like, I like to interact with you, I like to interact with our audience, I like to answer questions, even ask questions. And so I don't think in terms of interviewing myself very often to get kind of deeper into some of these issues. And so I am endorsing this energy summit that is linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and I'm sure we'll blast it out as well into the social media as well. And it's called the Increase Your Energy Summit, How to Energize Naturally, Think Clearly, Feel Amazing in Your Body, and Live Fully, hosted by Steph Jensen, very, very nice lady. And she interviewed me, I don't know, about a month ago for this thing. And I'm always surprised because when people don't necessarily know me, maybe they've heard of me, they know a little bit about me, and they start asking questions in a different direction, and suddenly I'm like spewing stuff out. I'm going, dude, I haven't talked about that in years. So, folks, if you think you know everything Robert Scott Bell is going to say, you don't. You don't until somebody interviews me like that. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you know when your part airs on the summit?
I think mine is coming up this Friday. So you have time to sign up. It started, I believe, yesterday, but you can sign up. And in fact, I think we made a tiny URL, kind of a shortcut to join the summit. You know that that link? I think I had it written down somewhere.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Oh, here it is. I got it. It's tinyurl.com, RSB Energy Summit. So all together, RSB Energy Summit. So
tinyurl.com/
RSB Energy Summit, or you can just go to robertscottbell.com and you can get that. Yeah.
Here's the deal. This summit, I believe it started yesterday. So we're a day into the summit, and I would encourage anybody out there who has not signed up for the free newsletter at the website, if you had signed up for that, you would have been notified yesterday. And whenever there's something like this going on, the people who are signed up to the newsletter are always going to get the information first. You've got the inside scoop
on
a lot of these things sometimes before we even have a chance to go to air. So you want to go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the free newsletter. It goes out every once in a while, but when we do send it out, it's got something really important or really special. Like this here. And the cool thing about this summit is it's free. It doesn't even cost anything.
Yeah, exactly. You just sign up and you can listen to your heart's content, okay? So I may go into more of that, but I do want to talk a little bit more about this story about too much caffeine being behind the death of the Spring Hill student there. And, again, it's a tragedy. I can't imagine as a parent that, the loss of a child, this happens. But, and this will bring into a broader context our discussion today, this hour, in fact. We have Ginger Taylor joining us, a good friend, and she wrote a piece in response for Age of Autism to the op-ed in the Boston Herald calling for the hanging of, for instance, autism moms who dare to communicate to Somali community in Minnesota, for instance, that, they can't exempt themselves from the MMR shot or all vaccines if they feel like there's a concern there. And they called for a hanging. So we're going to talk to her about that response coming up. But this is about specifically, again, the caffeinated drinks, the caffeinated beverages. Here's the case of bioindividuality. Somebody else in this kid's classroom who's 16 years of age could have done the same thing and might not have had the same problem. there's always a level, and that level is different for each of us because we have different pathways of excretion, strengths, weaknesses about that, how we metabolize caffeine, for instance. But don't kid yourself. Ingested caffeine does stimulate and hyperstimulate adrenal function. It can elevate cortisol levels. It can elevate blood pressure. And it can create a whole host of scenarios. But I'm going to add to this mix. Because this article does not talk about what I would talk about. And that is the fact that all of these drinks, particularly the Mountain Dew, even though it's diet, whether it's added refined sugar or whether it's the artificial sweeteners, you have a depletion of minerals in response, in defense of putting in these things that also contain additives and colorings and preservatives and flavorings and all kinds of things that impact beyond just the caffeine. Because caffeine in and of itself may not be enough. May not be enough to create the arrhythmia. It's possible it is. But when we talk about blood pressure issues, think about the depletion of minerals like selenium, chromium, and magnesium, for instance, or even potassium, causing an imbalance in the electrical activity within the muscle, and of course the muscle needing it most, these minerals, the heart. So if you have sugars coming in without chromium, you can't adequately control the levels of sugar coming into or going out of the cells, whether they need it or not. And the heart muscle needs a lot of energy. And so that's going to play havoc in there. And, of course, the artificial sweeteners, even though you're not putting in sugars, have been shown to have an even more deleterious impact on the energy centers of the body. Now, in another article, I don't know if we can get this added into there, they say it would take normally 50 to 100 cups of coffee to result in a lethal dose of caffeine. But there are pure powdered caffeines that are sometimes added to these other drinks, and I don't know how accurate the labels are. So they're always a risk when you go on board these energy drinks. Some of these things like Red Bull, they say 400 milligrams a day is safe, according to the FDA. Now, some people can tolerate more, some people not that much. But the Red Bull contains 24-ounce, 205 milligrams. Two of those put you over the top, right? Rockstar, two of those put you way over the top, 240 each. Monster has 244 milligrams of caffeine. And some of them have other things in them as well. So the point I want to make here, of course, if you have energy deficiencies, listen, go sign up for the Energy Summit. You're going to learn a lot more. I will tell you, homeopathically, if you're in acute burnout phase, you need a little bit of boost, a safe boost, you can use homeopathic arsenicum. Arsenicum album is the remedy. I don't want you to even use that as a crutch necessarily, but it gets you through a crisis temporarily. It's a lot safer than jacking yourself up on deadly levels of caffeine. All right, folks, we got Ginger Taylor. Ginger Taylor coming up. Is she and other autism moms, are they threatening the health of this Boston Herald reporter?
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good friend of the program. She's been on many years. Over the years, she's been on many times. Haven't been on in a while. And she loves liberty like we do here. And she's also an autism mom, son with vaccine injury, which we've talked about it. And there's a big controversy about that subject coming out of Boston. We're going to get to it in a moment. But Ginger, I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And also, I want to acknowledge what you wrote about our mutual friend Liam Sheff really moved me, moved a lot of people, and I appreciate that you were a friend to him, and you took him at a time in his life as well, like many of us did, and impacted him, and he impacted all of us. So Ginger, I just want to say a heartfelt thanks for putting that out as well, as we were mutual friends.
Yeah, he is missed. He was a singular person. I don't think there's anybody close to like him. And I don't know if anybody had his perspective. He would look at things, upside down and backwards, and could call out things that nobody else is seeing. And it's very sad for me that perspective is not here right now on these things. So,
well, and what you wrote about specifically was how, you know, he was impacted by being with your family and with your son who was injured and what he learned. And also, you know, he came with me to Autism One of the events one of the years ago, and how that impacted him, his worldview. And he wrote extensively as well about what it was like to be a mom in that case. And it really impacted a lot of people, what he experienced, what he taught all of us through his eyes in that case.
Yeah, he was, I think, a little bit of a rude awakening. He and my husband were writing partners on comedy pieces and a play, and he ended up and kept staying for 2 weeks, and Scott and him decided they wanted to write together, and so he came back a couple of months later. It was supposed to be for a few weeks, and he ended up staying for 6 months, and he got in an autism house, and he had kind of a back room off of our kitchen. But, you know, he came into the house during the day and was, wrote about, you know, he would play the piano, played the piano beautifully. Chandler would, when he would do it, my son would run into the room and slam the door and run away. He was entertained by this. He was like, what did I do? Why did he do that? I did, you know, it was a violent door slamming. And I said, you know what? I said, the noise is probably, and he's, he was just closing the door and he always slams doors because he's always in a, it was meant no offense. And he had, took time to process that. And they went, oh, okay, I start to understand. And he started to having to accommodate himself to the particulars of a child with, you know, sensory issues and boundary issues. And I think it was, he got it. And he started writing things and making videos about kind of the autism parent experience because he got some of that experience. And I really, it's one of the things that I love about him. That he was these hard-headed people who just said, here's how it is, and, you know, this is what it's on paper. He looked at the world, and he absorbed it, and he processed it, and he changed it. And he was a big, happy, he was a big happiness in our house when he was here, and I miss it, and I'm sad that that's gone. And I appreciate so much him being a voice for us because he got to see how what it's like.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking of you know, one of the main reasons that we want you on the show today, Ginger, your article in Age of Autism in response to Rochelle Cohen's op-ed in the Boston Herald, where she basically said, you know, it ought to be a hanging offense for anybody who would communicate to people on the fence about vaccines or concerned about vaccines in another view than the official story, as Liam Schiff wrote so well in the book Official Stories. And I'm thinking one of the things that would help if you could almost have her live in a family where children have been impacted negatively by vaccines, would it change someone like that? Now, having said that, we just got a couple of minutes before our first break with you. The essence of her editorial was basically not calling you out by name, Ginger, but as a mom of a vaccine-injured son, it was calling you out that you should be hanged because of your perspective.
Yes, you, and what you wrote, it was a short article. It was very ill-informed. She didn't even know what she was.
Good Lord, I don't know what's going on with the phone lines today, Ginger. Ben, maybe you could check that out because we'll get her back on after the bottom of the hour break because I want to hear every word Ginger has to say. It's very important because controversy is an understatement. What's swirling around the community that listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show that is very aware of vaccine injury, vaccine dangers, and even deaths associated with vaccines, to have an ill-informed op-ed writer for a major newspaper publicly call for the termination of life for those who are communicating about their experiences that might persuade somebody to look deeper at vaccines as to whether they're safe or efficacious. This is taking it to a whole new level, and it's not a good level, and it strikes me that it is relevant today when we think of things that have happened in our distant past but not too long ago and taking people out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins. So I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
The article, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, will take you to the age of autism by Ginger Taylor, my friend Ginger, and she wrote, it's headlined, Rochelle Cohen wants you dead, but you are not to respond in kind. And, you know, it's a vicious, your article is not vicious, but what she said was vicious. And I'm going to read her article from the Boston Herald before, Ginger, I'm going to have you respond in what you shared in your reply, which is excellent. She said this in the editorial last week on May 8th. These are the facts. Vaccines don't cause autism. Measles can kill. And lying to vulnerable people about the health and safety of their children ought to be a hanging offense. Quote, unquote. I didn't change a word that she said. So nobody could say that she didn't call for outright hanging or terminating of the life of people who have a different perspective on vaccines than she does. And in fact, what we would argue, we're the group that is not lying about vaccines, trying to communicate to the Somali people that are in Minnesota, for instance, with the highest rate of autism that, well, much higher than on average here in America. But Ginger, again, this must have struck you as a mom of a child who's been vaccinated and injured in Chandler. Oh, my gosh, she's talking to me.
Yeah, and she's not only just talking to me, she's talking specifically to the people that I've worked closest with for the last, 5 years on these issues. The event that she's talking about, which didn't attend and didn't know what was said, was held in Minnesota, and it was an event to answer questions for the Somali community because they were getting mixed messages from the health department on the measles outbreak and what their rights were, and the Minnesota, the state group in Minnesota, Vaccine Safety and Council of Minnesota, held an event for them to say, look, here's the information for you guys. They had a long relationship with this population. And here's what the law are. Here's what the facts are. Here's measles risk. Here's MMR, what we know about MMR risk. And here's the Thompson scandal. Mark Laxalt, who was my partner at the Canary Party and with Health Choice, co-written the book together, and a very close friend, was the speaker at this event. And I wasn't there, but I've read his slides. And it was the first half of it was literally presenting CDC's information on the measles and on the measles vaccine and on all their statistics. So it was, Mark is he's a big nerd. He likes charts and numbers, and he gives all the CDC's information. So first of all, it was a mainstream presentation. Then they presented on Thompson, on the Thompson scandal, which your listeners, I'm sure, know. William Thompson in 2002, with a team of researchers at CDC, found that black males who were administered the MMR vaccine before the age of 3 had tripled the autism rate. And instead of choosing to report this to the public, they hid it from the public, and then went on to recommend the MMR for black children. The Somali community has had, what is not mentioned in this article is that the Somali community in Minnesota has the highest autism rate in the world. Not in the country, not in the city, not in the state, in the world.
By the way, Ginger, I must add here real quick that in Somalia, they're not highest in the world. I don't know if it's much on the radar in Somalia, and particularly if they're out in the areas where vaccines aren't even being delivered. I don't even think they have a word for autism.
Right. So in Somalia, autism is called the American disease. Somali immigrants in Minnesota call it the Minnesota disease, and Somali immigrants to Sweden call it the Swedish disease because it doesn't exist in Somalia. So people who leave that country are getting it in ridiculously high rates and severe. So the autism problem in Minneapolis is not just that it's, they have either a 1 in 28 or a 1 in 32 risk, where the risk in America is now 1 in 68. So they have at least twice our autism rate, and it's severe. They don't have Asperger's cases very much at all. What they have is severe autism, and they have a very high level of intellectual disabilities. So you'll have families that have 5 children, all with severe autism. So what the autism that's going on in the Somali population is not what I'm experiencing. What they have is something that is a cluster, and it's something you would assume that CDC would jump on and say, oh my gosh, we have found the highest rate in the world. This will give all sorts of clues on causation and treatment. We should rush in there and study these people and figure out what's going on. But we know that's not what CDC really wants. The history of this is that in 2005 to 2008, Somali population in that area was reporting really higher autism rate. The school departments were being flooded with these kids. And so finally, the Minnesota Department of Health did a survey and found a 1 in 26 rate of autism in the Somali population. They held an event in November of 2008, and it was a big dog and pony show, and they invited all these people, and they had a big banquet, and they showed up to the Somali community and says, yes, we have done a study. It turns out you do have the highest autism rate in the world. It is 1 in 26. Make sure you get the MMR. And then left town and did nothing for them.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's stunning.
So naturally,
their inability to look at these facts and extrapolate, or with any level of intellect, is just extraordinary, because there's not a humane interaction at this point. With all of the things we've been covering here on this show for many years, the things that you know, and all the families out there that have been impacted by vaccine injury, you become more learned, more well-read than most physicians on planet Earth about the issue of vaccines and adverse events. And yet this woman has the audacity to say, if you have this opinion and you communicate it, you should be hanged. And again, now with the response, because our buddy Mike Adams, Natural News, has put out the plea, and I'm sure they're getting inundated at Boston Herald. In fact, there have even been pleas to the Attorney General in Massachusetts to say, hey, look at this, because this is, you know, beyond hate speech. This is incitement to violence, to perhaps murder. And according to the AG there, they're not going to do anything about it. And they say take it up as a civil matter. But if we had called for the hanging of a reporter, for instance, at the Boston Herald, or any one of us, of course, there would have been probably a police investigation. So look at the difference in perspective here on who they think are the real danger.
Well, and the absurdity of this only has to get bigger. I mean, the lie is so big now, and it is so absurd. And you have whistleblowers inside the CDC saying, why, yes, we did lie to you. You know, the Somali population who had all these kids regress after MMR and who decided to stop vaccinating, well, now we know they were right. What we didn't know in 2008 and what we do know now is that CDC found a higher risk for black males and hid it from the public. So their sense that CDC was not acting in their best interest in 2008 and to continue saying no to this vaccine, they turned out to be smarter than any of us, because they were right. They were being lied to. And you're right. The idea that they're stupid, all these poor immigrants don't know anything and can't figure anything out is, I mean, beyond insulting. It's just a very poor way to approach people. Assume they're stupid, pander to them,
even if they don't assume they're stupid, which some might have a racist view of those coming from Africa. I agree that they are horrific in the way they will view these people. But if not that, then it's the fear and intimidation factor that government officials have, because not many countries on the face of the earth have a population steeped in a tradition of challenging government officials, of not just saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, to somebody in authority. Now, granted, we have become an authoritarian culture when it comes to vaccines, but there is a something in our DNA in America that is unique among the governments or the governed people of planet Earth. And so some of this I wanted to speak with the Somali community about the freedom that you have to say no. And even that would be considered, I believe, a hanging offense, according to this Rochelle woman. Now, she was complaining back to the group Health Choice. I think Mark was, a group up there in Massachusetts saying, hey, let's meet, let's talk about this. And she said, no, because people are writing in nasty things to me. I'm thinking, well, where did this originate? From them? They didn't know you from Adam. And suddenly you say, call it a hanging offense. Now people are saying, hey, we're a little bit upset here.
Yeah, so she got some angry responses, and people, there were a number of people who saying, well, this woman's name is Cohen, so, you know, she is of Jewish extraction, likely. Doesn't she understand what a bad idea public calls for public executions for, you know, that what that kind of hype does? I mean, we have a lesson in history of what that, of the horribleness that can come out of that, whipping up, you know, hysteria against a group can end in actual death. And we've got the Salem witch trials. We've got the World War II concentration camps for Jews. We have a history of.
Anytime you dehumanize a group and ostracize them, whether they be gypsies, Jews, gays, blacks, whatever, in history, you're looked at as subhuman, and then suddenly you've got carte blanche to treat them like you would animals, even though we would encourage people to treat animals a little better or a lot better. But the point is, if we point out those historical atrocities, very few people on that side, like Rochelle at the Boston Herald, would then have an intellectual discussion. They go and run and hide in their mainstream media turtle bubble or something. And I would argue that instead of wasting our energy, and I don't mean to say it's wasting energy, because if you have a bliss to fight back, then fight back by all means. But my point of looking for approval from the mainstream media, I've been arguing this for many years, you've got to stop partaking in what they're dishing out and bankrupt them simply because they've got no readers. And then they'll come around because they're only responding to their advertisers, which are primarily pharmaceuticals still.
Well, they're in a catch-22 as well because, you know, the dying print media is only staying alive because of pharmaceutical profits. And they are, you know, if you look at it, there was a call that went out to, to boycott Colbert for his comments about the president. And they sent out a list of the biggest advertisers for CBS. And more than half of them are pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, so the idea of getting off this wheel where pharma has power everywhere and then we give it back to them when we buy their pills and then they give it to media to attack us, you know, we do have to get off that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop depending on mainstream news. But the one thing about this that's different than all the other crap that has been put out in the media for so long is this is the first time there was a call for death. There was a call for hanging, and a line has been crossed. And I'm not hearing anybody say, oh, we went too far, we've got to back up. That's the point.
You're right. And that's where we got to push back and be loud. You know, if you want to be respectful, do so. But I understand the anger that anybody should and would feel when you're attacked or threatened with attacks like this woman at the Boston Herald. Go, everybody, read At Age of Autism. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Ginger Taylor's great piece on this issue. Ginger, thanks for being with us as always.
Happy to.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water. Com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN. Of course, you can get the archives afterwards. Hope you're listening around the country on radio affiliates. Great stations. And, you know, later on, you can get to SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com. We have links up. Now, I think about transitioning from talking with Ginger, and I think my heart goes out, having been among them as well, those families who have been impacted by vaccine injury into the autism spectrum. And it's hard to transition. I spend a lot of time, my sanity, when it returns to me when I'm barefoot in my garden. And, you know, there's some peace there. I have great joy in watching these plants grow. I mean, I took some pictures of sun hemp, which is not the same hemp that we can get CBD from, unfortunately, today. We've got the monster tomatoes, the carrots, all the fun stuff that I'm growing. But even if I had kids heavily into the autism spectrum, it would be a temporary escape. I'd try to bring them out of the garden if it's possible. But then you've got that life, and people don't realize what that is like unless they've had it happen to themselves or a family member or a loved one or someone close to them. And so I'm thinking, how do we escape these things? That's also on Radio Super Don, why I like a lot of our segment fours when we can do this. We kind of get a little silly and irreverent. Yeah. I don't know if you remember a few years ago. We talk about the issue of like modern art. Modern art. It's kind of easy to prank. I don't know, a few years ago we talked about this. Like somebody went to a modern art exhibit and put was it a pair of Ray-Bans or sunglasses on the floor?
No, I know what you're talking about. This was I believe it was in San Francisco, and there was an art exhibit there. And these two I think they were teenagers or young adults, put a pair of reading glasses on the floor.
It was under an official sign of some kind.
Yes.
And suddenly a crowd gathered in this museum to look in awe and amazement at this amazing piece of modern art. Just a pair of reading glasses down.
It was great because they were standing back and they were just like amazed because they're just trying to play a joke.
Right.
Basically because they thought it was a dumb art exhibit. They just weren't into what it was about. Right. They're like, hey, check this out. This is art. And suddenly, you see in these pictures, there's this crowd of like 20 people that are circling this pair of reading glasses on the ground. Mm-hmm. And there's like these people down on the ground with cameras, with big lenses, taking pictures of it, trying to figure out what's the meaning of this piece of art.
Doesn't it remind you of like the Emperor Wears No Clothes? You're afraid to like be the kid that points out that the emperor's buck naked. It's like, who's going to go out there and go, it's a pair of reading glasses. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Move along.
I know. And it's funny because, listen, I like art. I think art is cool. I don't appreciate every style of art. But sometimes in these modern art pieces, they're utterly ridiculous. So it doesn't surprise me that somebody could put a pair of reading glasses down there and somebody be looking at it like, oh, does that mean like you're looking through the dimension of time and trying to focus on the meaning of life?
Overanalyzing this, right?
Yes.
So it happened again recently. This is very recent. A pair of Scottish college students pulled a prank on a modern art exhibit. And this is Lloyd Jack and Rory Gray. They're 22 years old. They attended the Look Again Festival at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen, Scotland. And no sign of fat bastard anywhere there. But they did it. They found a nice little display table, and they put a pineapple, a real pineapple, not a real pineapple. They got it at the grocery store for $1.30 equivalent. Put it on the thing and came back. I don't know how long it took them, but then they came back, and it was put in a plexiglass display box. As if it were, oh, my gosh, there's a piece of modern art. We didn't check that one in, and the curators evidently put it in there. Now it was part of the modern art exhibit, a pineapple.
It has become a part. Now, this particular exhibit, I guess I can see how this could have happened, because apparently this one-month festival that they're having, this Look Again Festival.
Yes.
The purpose of the festival is to use modern art to force the attendees to rethink the objects that surround them in Scottish daily life, right?
Right.
So, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I would not expect the people in Scotland to be surrounded by pineapples.
No, not really. Not really, no.
That doesn't sound like a Scottish
Listen, I like pineapples as much as the next guy. In fact, I probably would be the guy with a fork and a knife cutting the pineapple, and of course the onlookers would be aghast. He's eating the art!
What have you done?
He's eating the art! That's a pineapple! It's where SpongeBob SquarePants lives! Come on! Eat it! Open up your mouth and feed it. All right, folks, Miss USA, did she backtrack on her statement that health care is a privilege? We're going to get to that. Also, a dangerous new bill targeting naturopaths in California, cannabis updates, raw milk wars, and the power to heal is yours. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.